Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Welcome along and thanks for downloading today's episode. It's Thursday the 29th of October. First today, parents in Kent are being told to have conversations with their children to keep them safe online. Latest data shows Kent's police recorded 735 online child sex offences last year. That's an increase of 50% on the previous 12 months. I've been speaking with Peter Wanless, the chief exec of children's charity the NSPCC. He told me that the pandemic has created an increased risk for children.
The NSPCC helpline, which is here for any adults who's worried about a child, has seen a 60% increase in contacts from people who've had concerns about children experiencing online sexual abuse. So we've been really worried that with more children out of sight, out of mind, out of reach, spending longer periods of time on online devices of one kind or another, there's really been a heightened danger there. The children, if they're not careful, are a sitting target for people who want to take advantage of young people online. So it's really important that we know and understand and learn how to keep ourselves safe online. Right from an early age, you're taught that it's good to share, but it's not always good to share in an online space. Internet, of course, is a fantastic place for young people to go. So many places you can make great friends, learn lots of wonderful things, but there are risks too. So you need to have your wits about you.
And what are some of the signs that parents and carers can look out for when their children are online?
I think it's really important to, if you can, to have conversations with children about where they're going online, what their favourite sites are, why, maybe get involved and do things together online. Show an interest in their online lives as you would their offline lives. And that way you can get to kind of understand and have conversations about what's acceptable behaviour online and what's less acceptable. And of course, we need to be good ambassadors ourselves for good online habits in front of our children, and also not share things inappropriately. So if you're encouraging your child not to share things which you'd rather they didn't, perhaps don't share pictures of them that they would rather you didn't. There's a kind of conversation to be had there about what are our family rules and do's and don'ts when we're online.
Well, Peter is also fundraising for the charity this week. He's going to be scaling the equivalent of Ben Nevis from his home in Sevenoaks and the hills in the North Kent Downs.
Kent Online News.
In other news today, seven people have been arrested, including two from Kent, following a series of drug raids. Officers searched properties in the county and South London this morning. They seized cash, Class A and B substances, and a knife. A 21-year-old woman and a 40-year-old man, both from Chatham, are being questioned on suspicion of being concerned in the supply of Class A drugs. Two men have been charged following a spate of burglaries in Gravesend and Dartford. In one case, a car is said to have been taken from a home in Thomas Drive in Gravesend earlier this month and was found abandoned in Raynham. A 19-year-old appeared in court accused of offences, including driving dangerously. Another 19-year-old is also charged with assaulting a police officer. A man's described how he was attacked and robbed just hours after rescuing residents from a flat fire in Chatham. 43-year-old Mel spotted smoke coming from the waterfront apartments near Sun Pier on Saturday evening and called 999 before going into the building to raise the alarm. Later that night, he ended up in hospital after being beaten up and having his clothes, money and phone stolen. French rescuers who've been searching in the Channel say there's no hope of finding a missing baby alive after a refugee boat capsized on its way to Kent. The little boy's parents, brother and sister are confirmed to have all died off the coast of Dunkirk on Tuesday. Meanwhile, tributes have been paid by Ben Barno, the co-director of Seeking Sanctuary. I spoke to him after he laid flowers in Dover.
Each time we hear about a death, a tragic death, we pay tribute to the victims and lay flowers. It's our way of helping to make sure that they're remembered. And it's particularly difficult for them, and indeed for their families, because their families could be far away, not even knowing circumstances, and certainly not able to come to any funerals that would be arranged. And we need to bear that in mind. So in a way, we are grieving on behalf of the families as well.
Why are families so desperate to still attempt that crossing?
I think there's several factors. First of all, there is nothing left for them in France. If they try to even put a tent up, that tent is taken away. So from that point of view, they feel they've got absolutely no choice.
Of course, we'll hope not. But do you think that inevitably it's going to be something that we're going to start to see more of as we head into the winter months?
There's a simple solution to this. And the simple solution is to enable people who are fleeing persecution to claim asylum in the UK in a safe way. That could be in northern France, or it could be in a consulate or anywhere else. But that solution would ensure that people wouldn't have to make these desperate attempts.
And just tell me a little bit about what you do at Seeking Sanctuary as well.
In normal circumstances, we would be arranging to get supplies over to France in terms of making sure that people have got the basics alongside other NGOs. But obviously, we can't do that at the moment. So what we're trying now to do is to collaborate very closely with our French colleagues, but raise awareness of the desperate situation of the people who are both in Calais and Dunkirk.
Kent Online News.
Seven drivers have been caught going 90 miles per hour in a 30 zone in a village near Canterbury. A traffic survey found a staggering 20,000 vehicles were going too fast through Preston in the space of a week, including during the school run. The parish council have described it as shocking and said they're considering ways to make roads safer. It's feared scout groups in Kent could be forced to close because of the pandemic. More than 500 in the poorest parts of England are at risk, including in our county. A fundraising campaign's been launched to try to save them and involves challenging scouts to travel 172,000 miles in their own local areas. Swale Council are going to set up their own housing company in their second biggest investment in 50 years. Cabinet members have agreed to borrow up to £23 million to launch Swale Rainbow Homes Limited to try and boost the number of affordable homes in Sittingbourne, Sheppey and Faversham. The plans are expected to be reviewed by Swale's scrutiny committee.
Kent Online News.
Now, as more people are thought to be planning private fireworks displays this year, Dogs Trust is urging people to make sure that they protect their pet. It comes as a survey by the Kennel Club found that 20% of residents in the southeast plan to attend or host a private display this year. Earlier, I spoke to Harriet Blaskett, who's the rehoming centre manager at Dogs Trust in Canterbury.
What we'd really encourage them is to notify their neighbours. Because if they've got any little four-legged friends around, so they've got some advanced warning to make some preparations to take care of their animals. To limit the display to sort of 30 minutes or less, but also to opt for quieter, lower decibel fireworks if possible as well.
And why do you think it's so important for people to take those measures for fireworks displays this year?
So fireworks are unpredictable for pets. They can be very, very scary. So a dog's hearing is about four times as sensitive as human hearing. So all of the loud bangs and cracks of fireworks can really cause them some distress. When you then add in sort of the unpredictable nature of it, the flashes of light as well, that can be really frightening.
And a fireworks display is something that can have long-term impacts on pets as well.
Absolutely. They don't necessarily recover the second that the noises and the flashes stop. And also what we're finding now is that the days that they're running on, it tends to be more people having private displays. It's not just one day a year that people do it. It's not just fireworks night. It's not just New Year. You're finding it spreads out over a few days. And if you've had a bad experience one day and then it happens again the next day, then you are going to be more sensitive to it. So it can have quite an impact on them long term. If you're a pet owner, plan in advance. So take them out long before dark, make sure they have their meal and everything like that before dark, before the chance of fireworks starting, but also set up something for them so they've got a safe place to go, a room where they feel safe, set up a little den, whether it's putting a sort of a blanket over a table, give them somewhere that they can go to, close your curtains, turn the TV up, put the radio on.
And finally, a music venue in Thanet is hosting immersive album listening sessions for small audiences. Ramsgate Music Hall will have specially made drinks and complimentary smells to bring the music to life. Each session will have space for 18 people who will be seated and socially distanced from each other. Well, that's all for today's episode. Thanks for joining me. But for more news, you can head to kentonline.co.uk. Whilst you're there, you can check out a list of the best pubs in Kent. The Campaign for Real Ale have released their Good Beer Guide for 2021. Dozens of pubs in our county have been mentioned, so if you're stuck for ideas ahead of the weekend, be sure to check it out. And don't forget that you can subscribe to the IM News app, which will give you access to all of KM Group newspapers. Head along to iliffmediasubs.co.uk.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.